survive with a deep sadness in their hearts, because sinners are all unhappy. What's the definition? If anyone says that baptism is itself the sacrament of penance, as those these two sacraments were not distinct, once more let them be anathema. He is excommunicated. And who would know? Oh, sisters, I feel guilty when I don't want to ask questions, because I know the human mind. How well I know the human mind. Eyes wide open, staring at you. You ask a question. I don't say they don't know the answer. They didn't even hear the question. In what year did Martin Luther break with the Catholic Church? Sisters, there are some dates we should all remember. In what year was India declared independent of Great Britain? See how well you know? Remember some dates, okay? Sister, could I do this? Only with your permission. Before I leave back for the United States, you will be happy that Father Hart is gone. I would like to give you, sisters, I have a list back home, and maybe, Frank, we can get that. Our secretaries maybe be able to find it. I have 100 Catholic dates that every Catholic should memorize. If we can find it, you might say a prayer that I don't find it.
I will email you.
But there was 15, 17, and sisters, all historians date the dawn of the modern world. The modern world began in 1517. A changed world. In other words, all Protestants deny that Christ issued a sacrament which is different, distinct from baptism. I will never forget, on a TWA flight, long, maybe 4-hour flight in the United States, I was sitting at the window. The middle seat was empty. The aisle seat, a lady sat down. I introduced myself. She introduced herself. The plane got off. She asked me, "Are you a priest?" "Yes, I'm a priest." Not everybody who looks like a priest is a priest, you know that. And not everybody who is a priest looks like a priest. And I said, "Yes, are you a Catholic priest?" "Yes." "Are you a Roman Catholic priest?" "Yes." Then she says, "I would like to go to confession."
a Protestant lady. In the plane, as you know, there's conversation on the plane, and the plane, you know, makes noise. She talked so loud, everybody on the plane went silent. All the conversation stopped. I didn't want to put my hand over the woman's mouth. I said, "Lady, about 100 people are listening to you." She didn't care. She was going to go to confession to a Catholic priest. "Oh, everybody, listen carefully." And then, of course, the poor lady, I could not give her absolution. But I said a long prayer, and again the people listened carefully, and told how merciful God is. I gave her a great big blessing. She was so happy. Oh, how we need, sisters, how we need this sacrament. And it is not the sacrament of baptism. Definition number 3. When did Jesus institute the sacrament of penance? This is now Canon 3. In the major councils of the Church, sisters, unlike the Second Vatican Council, the Second Vatican Council is the first council in the history of the Church which did not explicitly define a single doctrine. Most unusual. I could give you reasons. One reason was the fear, especially of Pope Paul VI, that there would be whole nations breaking with the Catholic Church. Sisters, believe me, I am not exaggerating. Widespread loss of faith among Catholics in the world. Now, the definition. If anyone says, and those words of the Lord Savior, quote, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and those whose sins you shall retain, they are retained," are not to be understood of the power of forgiving and retaining sins, as the Catholic Church has always understood them from the beginning, contrary to the institution of this sacrament. Let him be anathema. There are not too many passages in the Bible where the Church has solemnly defined. She has solemnly defined that Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist when he pronounced the words, "This is my body, this is my blood." The Church defines Jesus instituted the sacrament of penance when he told the apostles on Easter Sunday night, "Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain, they are retained."